Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's November 15th, 2011. Pilot performance has been cited as a potential contributing factor in four of the last six fatal commercial airline accidents in the United States. A group led by Gerald Dillingham, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently reviewed initial pilot training programs, which are overseen by the Federal Aviation Administration. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Gerald to learn more.
Can you talk about the recent incidents that prompted Congress to request this report?
Yes. I think some context is probably helpful here in that the United States aviation system is one of the safest systems in the world. However, there's still risk involved with flying. And as a result of a crash that occurred in February 2009 near Buffalo, New York, the Congress became interested in exactly what kind of training do pilots have, because the National Transportation and Safety Board determined that it was pilot error as a contributing factor to that accident that resulted in the death of more than 50 people.
You're focusing particularly in this report on the initial period of pilot training. How does that training usually work?
Well, pilot training usually involves two aspects. One is the formal training in the classroom, and then there's the practical training of actually flying an aircraft. And most people start off with a private pilot's license, and you can get that in any number of ways. There are probably about over 3,400 different places where you can get a pilot's license. You can either get it from a flight instructor, an individual flight instructor, or you may go to a vocational school, or you may, in fact, go to a university like Emory-Riddle in Florida for a full training agenda. And they all take the same courses and take the same FAA training in the end. And as you matriculate into being a pilot, you will also earn other kinds of certificates that will allow you to carry passengers or fly by instrument or any number of other things. But everyone starts the same place, and then you build up your certifications to the point where you are ready to be hired by an airline.
FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has oversight of these pilot schools and pilot certification. How do they attempt to carry that oversight out?
FAA has an annual national inspection program, and within that inspection program, they will look at the schools to ensure that the schools are complying with the standards. They will also inspect what we call the gatekeepers, the flight instructors, who actually give the tests and so forth to make sure that they are, in fact, complying with the standards and regulations that FAA has set up.
And to what extent did your team find that these inspections are happening as intended?
Well, this is one of the difficult issues that we ran into. We were only able to determine what happened within the last year or two because of the way FAA collects its data or, in fact, does not collect its data or aggregate its data. We found that for the last year, nearly three-quarters of all the inspections that the agency was supposed to do for that annual program, they did, in fact, do. But we couldn't tell if there was a trend because we couldn't get data from back beyond 2010.
Finally, what is GAO recommending in this report?
Well, as we talked about the inability to measure the extent that FAA was carrying out its oversight responsibilities, our major recommendation was that they, in fact, develop the kind of program and the kind of data and data analysis that would allow them to see trends and go back beyond 1 year. We found that FAA was already doing some of the things to update or modernize its training curriculum, so we didn't make a recommendation there. But we think the data is very important so that you can know if your resources, and their limited resources, are being applied in a way that will get you the biggest bang for your buck.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.